Hello, and welcome back to Questionably Insane. I'm Coach Tyra. It's my first podcast of the year. I've been taking a break and just spending more time with my family. But because of the pandemic, I decided this was a great time to rejoin the podcast world. What I want to talk about today is some things I saw on Facebook, and it was quite disturbing to me. So, I've been seeing a lot of disturbing things, and I gave some tips on Facebook. So if you follow Fresh Start Seminars and Coaching, or you follow me, you should see those tips. I was talking to one of my favorite clients, one of my favorite coaching clients, who is a former felon, and he spent 14 years in prison. He's now the proud owner of a bakery in Cary. And he told me yesterday, when we had a conversation, he said, this quarantine is nothing compared to being solitary in confinement. He spent a whole year in confinement. He says that solitary confinement breaks your mind. And so you have to create a routine to protect your sanity. So I gave some tips for people who had depression or anxiety or stressed out. I told you something that I do routinely, which is I pray, meditate, do yoga at 10 a.m. That is something I do to center myself. So then you should find something in your life that also centers you. I'm seeing people on Facebook who suffer from anxiety and depression, use alcohol to cope with confinement. I'm seeing parents become frustrated with their children and spanking them more frequently as a coping mechanism because they don't know how to handle their child's frustration. I'm seeing people make repetitive bad choices. I'm speaking more so about financially. Like, I'm seeing people who, year in and year out, they take their income tax money and spend it frivolously. But even during a crisis, they're still making the same bad choices. And knowing that they may run out of financial resources eventually. So you have to plan ahead. I also made a post about spending your stimulus check wisely. Because you have to look forward to the future. Okay? If you're a person who is not working, and you're an hourly worker, and you are not getting paid, don't take that stimulus check and go out and spend it up buying new pair of Jordans, like I saw one woman do, because think about the food or the rent that you will have to pay if this goes on a month or two longer, the quarantine. So it's about being proactive. Also, if you have money and you know that you can sustain your lifestyle, think about saving that money or investing it or starting a business with it. Think about how you can make that money work for you long term. So, thing of it is, you know, I don't want you to come off the quarantine with new issues. This is why I'm saying this. Don't come out with new issues that you didn't even have before you went in, such as alcoholism, child abuse, debt, gaining weight, whatever. extreme mental health issues, whatever's going on. Ideally, we should all come back to the world energized, motivated, and refreshed. But this self-improvement is a natural goal. At the very least, maintain the status quo. Don't regress or add additional complications to your life. So if you have anxiety or you have depression, then now you're stuck in the house and you're drinking wine. And you used to drink wine once a week, but now you're drinking the sauce every day. So then you got to ask yourself, am I creating a new problem by drinking every day? Because the answer is, yes, you are. And it is a slow and slippery slope to becoming an alcoholic. And there are all types of alcoholics. There's like hardcore alcoholics that's fall down drunk. But then you have your, you know, casual alcoholics. You really do. People say, oh, I'm not an alcoholic, but you drinking 5 days out of the 7 days in a week, or your peers drinking, or you're finishing a whole bottle of wine every night just so you can get to sleep. I'm drinking to keep my anxiety down. How is that productive? Last thing I want to say on this topic is about the children. You know, children are frustrated and afraid. They really are, you know. And more than that, they are very, very confused. You think about a child that goes, they can't go to school, they can't see their friends. You know, it's difficult for young children to understand what's happening. They may act out because out of frustration. Don't beat on them. Talk to them and analyze their behavior. Create a routine within your home so that your children can feel calm and safe. Because when you're doing all this excessive beating, what you're doing is instilling negativity into your child and not positivity. Now, I know some of you are going to say, oh, what the hell? I'm going to beat my kid. Then ask yourself the same thing about the drinking. Are you beating your child more than you usually would? Are you spanking your child more than you usually would? And if you are, you need to stop. The kids are bored and they're scared, like I said. And you are the parent, you are the adult, and it's your obligation to make their world safe. A sense of physical discipline has many negative effects and very few positive effects for long-term behavior modification. Try different approaches. Now listen to me. You think about how you grew up. Your mother meets you for everything you did. Think about how many people you know that their mother did the same thing. And think about the people that still went out and did bad things and end up in jail or whatever. Okay? You didn't always not do things because of the beating. It was other things that also prevented you from acting out. So try different approaches with your kids. Such as quiet time. You'll set a designated hour in the day. It don't have to be a whole hour, but set a designated time, 10, 15 minutes, where we have quiet time. You can teach your child meditation. Children love to learn something new. Okay? So that's a way to help keep their behavior from getting out of control. Also, you can redirect misbehavior by Simply say, why didn't you do that? And don't accept, I don't know. No, you know why you did it. And force them to explain why they did it. Because in doing that, they're also understanding how ridiculous their behavior is. You're teaching them awareness. And then also, my favorite thing is take away privileges. Games, toys, like if you have recess time, you let your kids go out in the backyard and play, take it away. Say, if you don't pipe down, if you don't pipe down, there will be no recess today. Okay? Believe me, you, adults and children will hurry up and modify their behavior, when you directly interfere with their lives. No one likes to have their privileges, their fun, taken away. So these are other tips and techniques that you can use other than spanking your child. I'm not telling you not to spank your child. I'm telling you not to spank your child excessively. Because if you do, then you may be getting a visit from social services and DPS. All right. Thank you for tuning in to Questionably Insane. Thank you for following me on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Remember to stay safe, wash your hands, be blessed.